Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Speed Jokes. Our Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Boy, that's pretty amazing. Airplane etiquette. Now, I've got to be careful what I'm watching in case the person next to me is offended.
Yeah.
Watch your own damn movie. Put on those eye shade things. We got a joke here from Helen Jakowiak of Schaumburg and Night Shift Jeff from Arlington Heights, home to Village Cycle Sports, and Scott Shulkulski of Spring Valley. Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wisconsin sent us a joke, and Amy Anderson did in Spicer, Minnesota. I got one from Carl Langer and Paul Grenz in Plainfield, and Harlan listening in Arizona, and Dave Carr in Canada, and Amy Anderson in Spicer, Minnesota, and Larry Duransky in Chicago, and LJ and Elgin and more. Thanks for sending the jokes in all weekend long. Boy, there sure are a lot of athletes in the Olympics,
I'll
Dave.
Say.
I heard in gymnastics alone there are two Brazilian competitors. What's the difference between bird flu and swine flu? One requires a tweetment, the other requires ointment.
Hey, John, last week I was walking down the street. I know I was hit by a violin, then a clarinet, and then a French horn.
Sounds like an orchestrated attack to me, Dave. I went to the zoo yesterday and saw a baguette in a cage. The zookeeper told me it was bred in captivity. Speaking of bread, Dave, a bagel married an English muffin over the weekend.
Really? How'd it go?
Pardon me. Hey, Dave, a bagel married an English muffin over the weekend.
Really? How'd it go?
Thanks for asking. Well, it was going great, Dave, but then someone decided to toast the bride and groom, and that was really ruined it for everybody. Melissa Van Baron, who traveled to Greece with Dave Ennett and just got back from a wonderful whirlwind trip, included this joke. She sent it back with him. Guy goes to get a checkup, and his doctor says, for a guy of 70, you're in great shape. The guy says, you should see my dad. He's in better shape than me, and he's 92. In fact, he's getting married next Saturday. And the doctor says, well, that's terrific, but why would a guy his age want to get married? And the guy says, who said he wanted to get married? Hey, Dave, over the weekend, I left my car windows open with my accordion in the back seat.
Oh, no. Did someone take it?
Even worse, Dave, when I got back, there were two accordions in there. That one,
it's usually tickets,
reminds us, I think we've heard this one before. This is your line, Dave.
I know. Hey, John, did you leave your windows open the weekend?
We're going to do the other version of that joke, okay? Go ahead, Dave. What were you saying?
Hey, I know. John, did you leave your windows open over the weekend?
I did, Dave. Guess what? I had two White Sox tickets on the dashboard, and when I got back,
I know.
The entire starting lineup was in there. It's a different version of that joke. Hey, Dave, how is Blackjack like the Chicago White Sox? They're both going for 21.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a giraffe, and John Williams stars as a rhinoceros.
No, we're not going to do that one.
Thank you.
I sent you a text.
Sorry. You should check what you sent me.
So anyway, we're not going to do that one, or the next one, or the next one. So now we're on to the joke 13.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, woof.
The following was overheard in the Olympic Village.
Are you a pole vaulter?
Yes, I'm from Warsaw. But how did you know my name is Walter?